Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Fred Hancock. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The first baseman, Chuck Kress. Batting fourth. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bud Sushok. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howie Judson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Howie Judson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesky. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tommy O'Brien. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Dobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joe Dobson. And now, play ball. Fred Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock hits a fly ball into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. O'Brien fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on O'Brien. Philly moves to third. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress takes first base on ball four. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kress. The throw from Tebbets and he is out, Stevens applying the tag. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich takes first base on ball four. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball four. Metkovich moves to second. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Sushok reaches third base with a triple. Philly scores. Metkovich scores. Michaels goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock takes first base on ball four. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky takes first base on ball four. Hitchcock moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Hitchcock moves to third. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howie Judson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hancock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Michaels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kress takes first base on ball 4. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Sushok hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Michaels trying to get to second. Williams throws the ball into Doerr who tags Michaels for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky juggles the ball. That's an error on Pesky. Sushok moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hitchcock fields it and throws to second for the out. Sushok moves to third. Two outs. Howie Judson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judson is 0 for 1 in the game. Judson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to second. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sushok. Zarrilla reaches second base with a double. Stevens scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien strikes out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zarrilla scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Dobson hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock is 0-for-2 in the game. Hancock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Philly hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Kress hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of O'Brien. Kress reaches second base with a double. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets fires to second and picks off Kress for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Pesky hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Hitchcock moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Stevens hits a pop-up towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Judson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hitchcock moves to third. Williams moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Metkovic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Sushok hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Judson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sushok. Tebbets reaches second base with a double. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dobson strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hitchcock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-2 in the game. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howie Judson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judson is 0-for-2 in the game. Judson bunts in front of the plate. Tebbets fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, with Doerr covering, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Pesky hits a fly ball into left field. Sushok settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hancock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Sushok settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock is 0-for-3 in the game. Hancock hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Judson fields it and throws to first for the out. Doerr moves to second. One out. Dom DiMaggio pinch hits for Tommy O'Brien. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hancock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doerr scores. It's White Sox, 3, Red Sox, 3. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tebbets moves to second. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dobson hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio now playing center field. Al Zarrilla now playing right field. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Michaels. The throw from Tebbets and he is out, Doerr applying the tag. Two outs. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Sushok takes first base on ball 4. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tipton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress fields the ball and throws to Judson covering. Safe. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Pesky moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pesky scores. Williams moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.